Our next game is about celebrity resumes, and I don't care how famous you are, keep it to one page. Let's meet our contestants. First up, Faith Karg on buzzer number one. You're a speech and language pathologist. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Your opponent is Lance Merlot on buzzer number two. You work at a startup that coordinates freight trucks. Welcome.
Thanks so much. Glad to be here.
Faith, you also volunteer at an animal shelter and foster little animals?
Yes, but I am a foster failure.
What does that mean?
So I went in one day, and there's the sweetest little dog, and she had her puppies, and all the puppies were adopted, and she just sat there watching me. So I took her home, and 2.5 later, she's the love of my life.
Oh, you're a foster failure because you keep them.
Exactly.
Oh, that's perfect. Everyone's happy. Everyone's happy. Maybe they should change that term, foster failure.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a foster winner.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Lance, you are a big movie buff.
Correct.
Okay, you've seen a lot of movies your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
What is the last movie you saw that truly affected your outlook on life?
Oh, wow. You know, the affecting ones aren't really my forte.
Oh, really?
But as far as outlook goes,
yeah.
We saw Ant-Man recently.
Yeah.
And everything's really tiny or really big, so.
That's true. It
changes your perspective. Okay. For sure.
Quite literally. Yeah.
Very good. Okay, remember, Faith and Lance, the first of you who wins two of our games will go to our final round. Let's go to your first game. Well, this is a trivia game called Mad Skills. We're going to read you fictional LinkedIn profiles of famous people. All of these people have names that sound like jobs or occupations. You just ring in to identify the person. Here we go. Skills include saving her own life in Alien, saving other people's lives in Aliens, and failing to save the film Alien 3. Also proficient in fiber art. Faith.
Sigourney Weaver.
That is correct. And just so you know, the alien made twice as much as her. Oh, the alien was a woman. Don't worry about it. Skills include composing jazz standards like Round Midnight and Straight No Chaser, knows when to improvise on the piano, and when to take a lifelong vow of silence. Faith.
Monk.
That is correct. Thelonious Monk.
Skills include multitasking in The Sound of Music, whistling, singing Edelweiss, and struggling to keep it platonic with the nanny. Also an experienced drainage system installer. Faith.
Christopher Plummer.
Yeah, that's right.
Here's your next question. Skills include leading private investigations in moonlighting, leading a self-titled sitcom, and leading sheep. Lance.
Sybil Shepherd.
You got it. That is correct.
Skills include giving the world's fanciest keynote presentations, best known for taking over the CEO job from Steve Jobs, and making apple chicken salads at Apple. Lance.
Tim Cook.
Tim Cook, that is right.
Skills include taking on roles too terrifying for other people, like playing a Spartan king in 300 and agreeing to co-star in The Ugly Truth. He likes to unwind with less demanding work, like running the male wait staff of a large estate. Lance.
Gerard Butler.
That is correct, yes. And just so everyone knows that might be listening, yes, we have heard that his name is actually pronounced Jared.
Well, I'm sorry. That's not how it's spelled.
I know.
This is your last clue. Skills include selling millions of albums, singing hits like Yeah and Love in This Club, also knowing where to find the nearest exit at a Justin Bieber concert. Lance.
Usher.
Usher, you got it. Puzzle Guru Art Chung, how did our contestants do?
Well done, Lance. You're one step closer to the final round.
Next up is a music parody we left plugged in all night, so it has a full charge. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.